While Brockton remains one of the communities that was hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, and joining us to discuss the current state of the pandemic in that city is Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, thank you. Good afternoon. And again, I want to appreciate and thank you for allowing me to get on the show again this week.
Well, thank you for joining us. So first of all, I guess we'll just start off with what are the latest numbers right now in the city?
So our loss of life, our death count is up to 285 Brockton residents have perished because of coronavirus. Current active cases, meaning Brockton residents that are currently dealing with positive cases, are 103. And then cumulative total cases overall since the state started to calculate is 4,728. So we are in a red, we are down from a red to a yellow classification. But nonetheless, you know, COVID is still here. It's still in the city of Brockton and in the Commonwealth, and we are taking every action we can to try to minimize and mitigate this deadly virus.
Now, we recently heard an announcement that it's possible Brockton could see about 5,000 cases by Thanksgiving. Is that accurate?
So Dr. Rick Herman, MD, my medical consultant, is really doing yeoman's work, really vetting out the metrics and the data, and you know, his calculations have proven to be accurate. So he is he's thinking that that could be a reality. Again, we're planning for the worst and hoping for the best. And you know, the city is working diligently, and the school committee, and of course, Brockton Public Schools opened up yesterday, 100% remote. So Dr. Herman does feel that. And again, we are up to, you know, we're in the sixes right now in terms of the color classification. So that is a solid yellow. And, you know, I'm hoping that we don't see that number. I'm hoping the death count doesn't continue to rise, Dan. But right now, that's the reality that we're facing.
Now, I did want to, I'm glad you mentioned schools, though, because I did want to ask you about that. As you mentioned, the schools have resumed in the city. How are things going so far?
So because of coronavirus and the CARES Act, we were able to acquire every single boy and girl student in Brockton Public Schools has a laptop. So we're a one-to-one school district now. We never were. We never thought we would be, but we are. And we've given out over 12,500 laptops. So, you know, we're trying to iron out a few wrinkles that happened yesterday with some internet connection issues. But, you know, on a whole, I got really positive feedback. Two of my own kids are in the Brockton Public School System, and the teachers were working diligently. Remote is not anything that we're accustomed to, right? I mean, we should be in a classroom setting, but coronavirus has changed that game. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, it was exceptionally done on the first day. I want to thank the teachers and the staff of the Brockton Public Schools and the leadership of Superintendent Mike Thomas and the school committee, and more importantly, the boys and girls and the parents, because it's the new normal right now. But, you know, when we're talking about the student population size of Brockton Public Schools, it's mammoth. So we're definitely doing a wonderful job, and we're going to continue that effort collaboratively.
Now, you said this is something that's going to be revisited. Is it every 2 weeks?
That's correct, Dan. Yes. So we're in a yellow class. Dr. Herman did a presentation. We had a three-hour school committee meeting on Tuesday night. We're looking at the metrics. Because we are in yellow, we did take a vote to allow certain fall sports in the Brockton High School, which would be cross-country, girls' field hockey. There'd be a really revised soccer program and golf. We are not allowing indoor volleyball at this time, but every 2 weeks we're going to vet it out. And really, we have to look strongly at how we can get the SPED students, special education students, back in the classroom. It's a much better situation for them. And again, we have to do it in a cautious way and in a healthy, safe way. But we're going to look at the metrics and continue our efforts collaboratively.
And that is something I did want to talk to you a little bit about. The state has approved more or less what's being dubbed the sports pod at Brockton High School.
Yeah, I mean, we're the city of champions, and sports is extremely important to the city and to the student athlete, right? And so the other night we had some wonderful students appear. They met the guidelines, right? There was less than 25 in a public gathering inside, but you know, they just wanted to share to the elected officials on the school side what, you know, what they really want to do. And at the end of the day, listen, I'm a dad, I'm a coach, I don't want to disappoint, but we have to make sure it's done in a safe fashion. So you know, Kevin Cairo, who's the athletic director for Brockton Public Schools, has given us some information. And it's again, I keep saying the word collaborative, but that's exactly what it is. It's a collaborative approach. We're taking, you know, all the medical information and data and the guidance from Dr. Herman and Dr. Mondesir, who heads up that Board of Health. So we're still in this. Dr. Herman believes we're going to be in the yellow classification for some time now, and, you know, we hope to get to green. But we take it day by day. That's all we can do right now, Dan, in the city of Brockton.
Now, are there going to be any services that are closed that you plan on reopening, or vice versa right now with the current state of things?
Absolutely not. No, I'm keeping it status quo. The mandatory curfew is still in effect. I still have three playgrounds that are closed at 4 o'clock daily because they were problem places where people were gathering and having parties. And Governor Charlie Baker was down a couple of weeks ago, and he was with me at the wake of Sergeant Fernandez, and he had the opportunity to speak to me outside, and he just said that, you know, he believes that we're a good model for other mayors and town managers throughout the Commonwealth, because we are getting some positive reflection on some of the actions that we've taken. And, you know, I'm not patting myself on the back. It's a lot of collaborative effort throughout the city and school side. But as of now, I need to keep it status quo, because I cannot risk us getting back into the red classification. So anything that I can do as mayor and as a lifelong Brocktonian, I'm going to do to make it a safe community for all.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Have a wonderful day and stay safe. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.